Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute podcast with Forrest Kelly.
You can buy a bottle of Good Rioja for $10 and a pile of Jamoni Berrico for $6, and all of a sudden you're sitting in some hostel somewhere really appreciating your parents and the fact you were born. The best 5-minute
wine podcast. Looking back at it too, you know, that your savant capabilities came out at 17. What you know now about wine, and at 17, you know, basically zero, and that you realize that, wow, this stuff that I'm drinking and what's happening in my palate is not by accident. I got to go down this rabbit hole and see where this leads.
You know, we're born with this incredible palate, right? We can taste so many flavors and we have this incredible taste memory. And I think that's one thing that I have been able to do. And I think it's been a real gift in my life is taste a lot of really beautiful flavors. And it's a part of my life that matters the most. I mean, it's, you know, all of our senses, right? Getting a great massage, listening to great music, tasting a great bite of aged ribeye, for example, you know, going to that Greek restaurant and having a bite of, you know, feta cheese with lamb. I mean, with the perfect glass of white wine from Santorini, these are all, our palate is like an instrument and it can be played by different flavors. And I think that my life has been just kind of chasing these experiences because the world is so vast and there's so many pockets of the world I still haven't been to, but I've been to many of the major pockets, you know, all of the classic European countries. I think now that I grow older, I want to go to more Eastern Bloc countries. I just went to Croatia, went to Bosnia Herzegovina last year. I just actually got back off a plane from Seoul, South Korea last week, and I was in Japan and Taiwan and Hong Kong. Like, and these flavors and these dumplings and these noodles and these stocks, like, I swear to God, are it's so amazing to be able to experience these flavors. And, you know, so wine is just the beginning. Obviously, wine is my profession. It's my passion, but food is kind of the centerpiece of it all.
You're just one of 274 people in the world. So what do you think, how did you make it? How did you become a master sommelier?
You know, it's you got to be a little bit crazy and a little bit talented and have a good taste memory and a good memory in general. So you really have to love fermented beverages and to start. You have to love wine. You have to love food. You have to love people. You have to love culture. You have to love history. And you have to be a little bit maniacal to want to learn everything. And so I think that's it's not that many people. I mean, most people are fine taking the level one exam and you're like, okay, I passed the intro exam. That's 90% pass. And then a lot of those people want to take the certified. The certified is around, depends, 30 to 50% pass rate. Used to be a little bit higher. And then of those people, there's an advanced exam that has close to a 15 or 20% pass rate, even as low as 8 or 10% sometimes. So some tests, 1 out of 10 people pass. And then of those people that pass that test, people get a taste of it and you want to go to take the master exam. And the master exam has about a 3% pass. So all of those people that made the advanced exam, which is, you know, I think there's less than 1,500 people or 2,000 people in the world who have passed the advanced, if I remember correctly, it's somewhere close to that. And now it's growing every year because the movie Somme really excited a lot of a population to get into wine. But, you know, the master exam, there's around 3 to 7 people in the world that pass every year. There's 3 parts of the exam. There's the knowledge portion. They sit you down for about an hour and they ask you questions about water, spirits, any sort of, you know, region, sub-districts, grape varieties, producers, what wines they make, anything around the world of beverage. They ask you about an hour of questions. You have to get 75% of them correct. The next part of the test is a tasting exam. The tasting exam is 6 wines. You have to describe the color, the reflection of light, viscosity, concentration, the fruits, flowers, herbs, earth, wood, non-fruits, oak influence, alcohol levels, and then you have to talk about the acid, alcohol, complexity, tannin length, and based on that, you're like, this is from this country, from this region, from this grape, from this vintage, and you have to get 75% of the points correct to pass. Usually you have to get 5 out of 6 correct to pass the test, and then the final portion is the service portion, and you basically walk into a room. All of the patrons are some of the world's top master sommeliers, and they're all playing different guests, right? And some of them are the maitre d'. They're like, here's a guest. He ordered the 1982 Cheval Blanc. Could you please go to the table and tell him about that? And then you do that. And they're like, well, the next table has a bottle of, you know, let's say 1987 Dom Perignon. And you have to know that 87 Dom Perignon wasn't made, right? And so you have to go, you know, tell them, I'm so sorry, sir. You know, and you have to basically play this part. And then you'll go to another table and they'll be like, I think, you know, did you serve me rum? And all of a sudden there's a blind tasting of different spirits that you have to go to another table and, you know, smell these glasses and not taste them. and make sure that they got the right spirit, for example. You know, I'm not giving you the exact what they're doing these days,
right?
Because that's all kind of private. But it's, you know, they're similar kind of tasks, and so you have to be a master communicator, master of people. You have to be a great taster. You have to have the knowledge of the world, and you have to be able to communicate that to people. And I think that's one of the hardest parts of it all, because you can know the world, but to be able to share it and talk to people and make people feel comfortable, that's the art of being a great sommelier.
The best 5 minute wine podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please, please like and follow. Oh.